I would like to shout out to the mothers of the African International Ministry today. Happy Mother's Day to you all. Happy Mother's Day for being the mother of all the kids that you have nurtured and are nurturing. And happy Mother's Day for you because you are the mother of this ministry, the African International Ministries. God bless you for all you do. We would like to, we would have done something like usually today, but with the situation at stake, we cannot do anything this year. We pray with all diligence and with all faith that next year we will all be there together with new mothers and new children to worship God and to rejoice on that day. God bless you. We have good prayers for you, for what you are doing is tremendous. I know I join all children everywhere, in every family, to say Happy Mother's Day to the mothers. I would like also to bring to you the greetings of Brother Forkpa from Liberia. I talked to him yesterday. He's sending greetings to you, and he's encouraging you to not go back where you were. He's encouraging all of us to keep going and to keep believing and trusting God, because the road ahead is long, but the Lord is with us. Amen? Praise God. Praise God. Every Friday, this has been stopped by the state of state at home order by the governor, and we were not able for a few weeks to go to the Mahler Stadium to pray for our crusade that is taking place on July 26th. But for a few weeks now, I started going back every Friday at 7 p.m. Every Friday at 7 p.m. So if you can, come. We will keep the distance, the social distance required, but we will pray and we will cry to the Lord for this July 26th crusade. Amen. By faith, the righteous shall live. Praise God. Praise God. I want to also bring up a praise report. My wife is doing wonderful now, by the grace of God. By the grace of God, my wife is healed. Hallelujah. Your prayers, your intercession, all have counted. And I can tell you, she's sleeping well. She is back doing well at 100%. God bless you for praying for her. God bless you for sustaining us with your help and your prayers. God bless you. I don't want to finish this announcement and forget about the worship that is also counted, tithing and offering to the Lord. It is very important that we do not withhold our ourselves from giving to God, because it's not that he wants what we have. He just want to bless us. Amen? Bringing your tithes and offerings to the storehouse of God is a blessing. Matter of fact, he gave us everything we have, and all we're bringing is just a token of what he gave us. And we're bringing that just to honor him. Hallelujah. We have three ways to give our offerings. The first is you can go online at cgcmadison.org. cgcmadison.org. And you can find your way through the website to make your donation to the church. You can also drop your envelope at 5301 Commercial Avenue, Madison, Wisconsin, 53704. The last one is you can call the number 608-719-3883 and you can give by texting. You can text to give at 608-719-3883. God bless you for participating. May the name of the Lord be glorified. Amen. Amen. Praise God. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Now we have the Word of God to give to you. We have given to God our worship. We have lifted up to Him our adoration. It is now time for us to be quiet and listen to Him. Yesterday, I was praying, seeking His face to hear from Him for us today. And He gave me a word. He said, "What are you hearing?" And I said, "What I am hearing all around is anxiety, people asking themselves what is next. People want to know where to turn to. And people are wondering, when is it going to be over?" That's the voices that are out there. And He asked me, "What voice are you hearing?" And I hear your voice. And the answer that I gave was not sufficient. He asked me, "What is that voice telling you? What is that voice telling you?" Say, "What is sure is the voice that I'm hearing is ensuring." And that's the title of my message to you today. The voice I am hearing is ensuring. Let's read Psalms 29. Psalms 29. The book of Psalms. Chapter 29. It reads, "Ascribe to the Lord, you heavenly beings, ascribe to the Lord glory and strength. Ascribe to the Lord the glory due His name. Worship the Lord in the splendor of His holiness. The voice of the Lord is over the waters. The God of glory thunders. The Lord thunders over the mighty waters. The voice of the Lord is powerful. The voice of the Lord is majestic. The voice of the Lord breaks the cedars. The Lord breaks in pieces the cedars of Lebanon. He makes Lebanon leap like a calf, Sirion like a young wild ox. The voice of the Lord strikes with flashes of lightning. The voice of the Lord shakes the desert. The Lord shakes the desert of Kadesh. The voice of the Lord twists the ox and strips the forest bare. And in his temple, all cry, glory, glory. The Lord sits enthroned over the flood. The Lord is enthroned as king forever. The Lord gives strength to his people. The Lord blesses his people with peace. Hallelujah. Repeat that last one with me. The Lord blesses his people with peace. Can we repeat that again? The Lord blesses his people with peace. Praise God. Praise God. In those moments, in moments like this, those who don't have what we have, they have a big struggle. Their sleep is not a sleep, for they're not resting. They do not have the peace that the Lord blesses his people with. Amen? So the voice that I am hearing is a voice that ensures that the Lord is with us. It's a voice that tells me that I'm not alone. It's a voice that makes me not tremble, because I know the one who said, let it be light. And we have lights. That one is the one that is my God. So the voice says, Isaiah chapter 41, verse 10. So do not fear, for I am with you. Do not be dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you and help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand. That's the voice I'm hearing. That's the voice that is telling me in Philippians chapter 4, verses 6 through 7. Do not be anxious about anything, but in every situation, by prayer and petition, with thanksgivings, present your requests to God, and the peace of God, here again, the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guide your hearts and your mind in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. If your mind and your heart is in Christ Jesus, you are in peace. You are in peace. That's what voice I'm hearing. I don't know about you, but that's the voice I am hearing. That's the voice that says to me in John 14, 27, peace I leave with you. My peace I give you. I don't give to you as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled and do not be afraid. That's the voice I'm hearing. The voice that I hear says in Isaiah 41, 43, verse 1, but now, this is what the Lord says. He who created you, Jacob, he who formed you, Israel, do not fear, For I have redeemed you. I have summoned you by name. You are mine. Hallelujah. Why am I afraid? That's the voice I'm hearing. Why am I afraid? Amen. It might come to us just like it comes to the people of this world. It might be to us like a hard moments where we cannot see clear. But the insurance, this assurance that God is with us, makes it a peaceful crossing of the desert. Remember, the children of Israel, they went across the desert. They did not change their shoes. 40 years. They did not change their clothing. Why? The Lord, the God of Jacob, the God of Isaac, the God of Abraham, was with them as he promised. And that God that promised and went with them through the desert until they crossed all the way to the promised land is the same God that promised to be with us all the way to the end of the world. Do not fear. Do not fear. His word is reassuring. His voice is ensuring. It doesn't look like something is being done around you. It may not look like there is a change. You can't see it. Because he said, not by sight. Not by what your eyes see. Not by might. Not by what you can do or what people can do for you. But by his Spirit. The power of the Holy Ghost. That is what is in activity now. In the time of Jesus on earth, bread was multiplied when people were hungry. Any sickness brought to him, he would heal. Everywhere he went, he did good. Without distinction, he healed every sick person that came to him. Before he went back to heaven, he promised that he would not leave us orphans. And this God never promises not to realize. He realized it on Pentecost. The Holy Ghost came. 120 people changed the atmosphere. And from there on, the power of the Holy Ghost is working miracles all around, day after day, day after day. Miracles that you hear about, miracles that you see, and miracles that you can't see. That you just leave those miracles. You ask my wife. When it wasn't going good, when all of us were sleeping and she wasn't sleeping, it was like dark. But when God acts, all this dark time is changed into something that you could not pursue when you were in the dark times. Somebody today should hear me say this. Whatsoever is the darkness that you're going through, whatsoever is the struggle that you are having, whatsoever is the confusion that is brought around you, this God has promised and he has never missed to realize his promise. It will not start with you. It will not start now. He has promised that he will be with us all the way to the end of the times. He will be with us. And David says, even when I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I shall not fear, for he is with me. It is hard. And from time to time, we forget the promise given to us. I cannot understand how Job stood all this through. I cannot. You know, at this point, they did not have the power of the Holy Ghost like we do now. And believe me, the faith of Job in the Lord was the strength and the power that got him through. He did not drop away from his faith in the Lord. He did not retreat from believing and trusting the Lord. He said, he is the one who gave. He is the one who took away. To him be the glory. We have the Holy Ghost. Jesus did not say that all would be roses, honey, milk, every day. That's not what he said. He promised us a helper that will lead us through. The helper is here. When these moments come, when the moments of suffering come, that's what I have learned from all of this. Turn to him, just like Luke says in Luke 12, verses 22 through 26. Luke 12, 22 through 26. Then Jesus says to his disciples, therefore I tell you, do not worry about your life, what you will eat, or about your body, what you will wear. For life is more than food, and the body more than clothes. Consider the ravens. They do not sow or reap. They have no storeroom, or barren, yet God feeds them. And how much more valuable you are than birds. How much more valuable you are than birds. Who of you, by worrying, can add a single hour to your life? Since you cannot do this very little thing, why do you worry about the rest? Why do you worry about the rest? The pandemic is here. Oh, yes, it is a sure thing. And it is taking lives, lives of all kinds of people, all ages, even 5 months old babies, all ages, all creeds. All ethnicity. It is everywhere in this world. There is no country today that is not suffering this pandemic. That's why they call it pandemic. But listen again to Luke 12, 25. Who of you, by worrying, can add a single hour to his life? Who? By worrying, who can add a single hour to his life? Oh, vitamins. I don't think the coronavirus cares about vitamins. If vitamins could make it, then we wouldn't have a pandemic. What is your worry is going to do to you is just make you more vulnerable. It will bring you down to the point where your immune system will even suffer. Because when your mind is not well, your body is going to suffer. And the Latins, they say, mens sana in corpore sana. What it means is a spirit sanctified in a body that is sanitized. That's the Holy Ghost. That's the Holy Ghost for you. That's the Spirit that will lead us across this moment to better moments. Because tomorrow, I can guarantee you, God is going to make it a new day, a better day, a day with more hope, a day where you can realize better. But for now, the voice that I hear does not say worry. It is saying, do not worry. Do not worry. Are you worrying for tomorrow? Tomorrow will take care of tomorrow. Are you scared about what is happening? Yeah. You should be scared. Don't panic. Just follow the guide, the guidelines that the doctors say follow. Jesus would say that too. Jesus would not say go out there and protest against what they're saying. There is a pandemic. It is clear. There is not, nobody can contest it. There is a pandemic. People are dying. And I don't know, Brother Hernandez. I haven't had a chance to meet him. But to what I hear, what a powerful man of God. What a servant of God. He has changed a lot of lives. People can testify about his ministry. God has allowed this virus to cause him to lose his life. It's scary. Not that God did not love him. Not that God could not save him. He has his ways and he has his reason that I cannot know, that you cannot know. We love Brother Hernandez, but if it is God's time, it is the best time. He's in heaven. He is in heaven with God. There is no better place than heaven. We are the ones suffering for the loss. He is in peace. The peace that surpasses all peaces, I could say. And we all are going there. So why worry? When the time of God comes, it is come. And we're gone. Seek ye first the kingdom of heaven and its righteousness. The protection, he will take care of it. The healing, he will take care of it. The provision, he will take care of it. For we always forget our role. We always forget our role. Our role is not to run around looking for our life. For Jesus said, he who will spare his life will lose it. And he will lose it for Jesus' sake, will find it. Again, Luke says, who of you, by worrying, can add a single hour to his life? It's a pandemic. We follow the guidelines. But we continue to worship God because he created us for that right there. It is our role. Worship God. Every creature that he has created. That's why David said, everything that has breath, let it praise God. That's why we are created. And we need just to do our part and leave the rest to God. Trembling will not help us. Running around will not help us. Fighting the laws and the rules will not help us. Protesting out there will not help us. Worshiping Jesus is our role. And if we do it, all the rest, he will take care of it. This pandemic is nothing, nothing to Jesus. Nothing. If the waters of the Red Sea could be split for millions of people to go through, this pandemic is nothing for Jesus. Remember, the Massa and Mara waters, they were bitter. Drinking it would be fatal. And the children of Israel, They started murmuring. What did God do? He said to Moses, just cut this branch. Cut it and put it in the water. Today, science would say, what would it do to water? What would it do to that water? He cut the branch, put it in the water. People drank. They drank the water. Didn't die. What about the snakes in the wilderness? Biting was feral. When that snake bites you, you're dead. Instead of God telling Moses, just go with this rod that you use in Egypt. Go with this rod and knock every head of snakes. Knock them, and they will die. No, that wasn't what it was. Look at the prototype of the cross of Jesus. In French, we say le serpent d'airain. The iron snake he put up. And it was enough for anybody who was beaten to run just. And look at this. This iron snake. And he was healed. Didn't need a doctor. If God could do that in the wilderness, this is now a wilderness. And the same God who has promised to be with us through all this to the end of the times is still with us. He is still with us. Don't defy science. Don't defy it. But worship your God. Worship your God. That's the best of the remedies. And if he will use science to heal you, he will do so. If he will mount a snake on the poulter for you to watch and be healed, he will do it. He is God. Amen. We are in a moment when everybody goes his ways. Everybody has his understanding. And everybody brings up their own ways. But the Bible, my Bible, your Bible, and all the Bible says, lean not to your own understanding. Swerve not to the right. They don't have the solution. Don't go to the left. There is no solution there. In the Word, you will find the solution. In the Word of God, you will find the solution. Right now, when you listen to news, there is no doctor that knows how to cure this thing. Everybody is running left and right trying to find a solution. There is none. Now it's finger pointing. This is the one who did it. This is the one who did it. It came from there. The voice that I hear is ensuring, stay put. I am with you till the end of time. Let everybody run around. Stay put. The God that you believe in is able. And he will do it. Wherever you are right now. Wherever you are right now. You've heard the word of God. I want you to remember one thing before I close. yesterday, every one of us, yesterday, did you know what would happen today? For the planners, those who plan everything in advance, is everything that you planned on happen today? Exactly like you planned it. Has it been any kind of changes in your plans of yesterday for today? Check it. And now answer this question. Who holds tomorrow? Who holds tomorrow? Second question. Who has the final say? I would like to close here. If you don't know Jesus, call Calvary Gospel Church and we'll help you. For Jesus is everything that you need. He has promised that if you abide by him, you will produce fruits. You will produce. You will bear fruits. This Jesus is here. And the Bible says that there is no other name. No other name given among men for which we can be saved but the name of Jesus Christ. You need Jesus. If you don't have Jesus yet, you need Jesus. So wherever you are, if you're hearing my voice, call Calvary Gospel Church. Call Calvary Gospel Church. And we will help you find Jesus. At this point, if you're still experiencing fear, anxiety about what is going on, we still need you to call. For we will pray with you. We will support you. And we will help you through. For we have Jesus. The name above all names. Name of salvation. Name of healing. The name that every one of us needs. God bless you. God gives you all the grace to hear his word today. He's now asking that you give him your hand so he leads you through. If you don't have Jesus, call Calvary Gospel Church. Let's pray. Father, we thank you for the word. We thank you for the hearer. We thank you for the preacher. We thank you for the spirit that has brought it to our attention. We pray, God, that the operation that you have started, you continue and that you complete it in every life in Jesus' name. Bless the mothers and bless the soon-to-be mothers. Bless everyone who hear the word. in Jesus' name. Amen.